Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and this is our weekly consumer podcast. Thanks a lot for downloading this. Let's jump right into things by talking about fake emails. There's plenty of them out there. You know they all look very real. You need to check them, but here's one that is tripping up more than a few consumers, and it makes sense. All these bank mergers that are going on, thieves are using this as an in, and what they're doing is they're contacting Bank A and saying, you know, your company has changed. We've just taken you over. We're Bank B, so we need to confirm your information. Please pass it along. Well, it sounds so legit. You have the logos from the two different banks, the two that have merged. Don't fall for it. They're never going to contact you like this. If you see something and you're curious, go to the phone book, look up your bank's phone number, and give them a call. Do not communicate by email when they talk to you first. FTC credit repair crackdown. We aired a huge report on this week. What happened is the Federal Trade Commission finally went after these ripoffs to say they can't repair your credit. Look, no one can do that, at least not legally. What you can do is get your own credit report, which you can get it free by going to annualcreditreport.com. Check it out. If there are any mistakes on there, then you contact the credit reporting agency and say, this is a mistake, take it off my report. That agency then has 30 days to investigate. And if they don't get it done within 30 days, or if they find out you're correct, it must be removed from your credit report. Other than that, only time can take dings off your report, 7 to 10 years. So start paying your bills on time. Don't have too many credit cards, and check your report to see if there are mistakes. You can do all that yourself. No one else can do any more legally. Home sales are up. That's the good news. The bad news, foreclosures are up, way up, which is why home sales are up. So many homes are being foreclosed. In some areas, prices are half price and less. Think our valley here outside of the Bay Area. And with homes that cheap, people are buying them. So that's the good and bad of that. Ecology House. I did a report this week, and we've all made our homes greener, or at least I hope all of us have, with the compact fluorescent light bulbs. We've added those. We make sure there's no breeze coming through our doors. You may put in double pane windows, but that's really just the beginning. There is a lot you can do, but you need to do it in a systematic fashion. Now, what you've done thus far is very good. I don't want you to go back and quit doing these things, such as turning your thermostat a little lower during the winter, a little higher during the summer. But it is better to get an appraisal of your house. You can even hire a professional to do this. And they figure out where air is going. What's underneath your house? What's above your house? Is there any problems for the walls? And then do you need thermostats? Can we seal up some of the duct work? And then you can start step by step going through your house. You don't have to do it all at once. We profiled a guy out in San Ramon. He spent about $20,000. Now, he's saving about $600 a year, but he says it's more than that. He likes knowing it's green. He likes the air in his home a ton better. He says his home doesn't have drafts, no hot spots, no cold spots. He says, how do you put a price on your home being more comfortable? Something to think about. Do all the little things, but think about taking a big picture of your house. Step back. What is it that needs to be done overall? Major report we did this week, Shop It To Me. ShopItToMe.com. You put in the designers you like, give them your email address, and you tell them your dress size. And when something goes up for sale, they email you and tell you about it. It is way cool. Here in the newsroom, many, many of our reporters have jumped on this already. ShopItToMe.com. Check it out. Digital television, huge test in the San Francisco market this past week. At 6:15 on Tuesday, all of us switched over to digital TV. So we had both signals going at the exact same time. So you could see if your television was DTV ready. If you have any concerns, by the way, the test was a huge success. If you have any concerns about your ability to get digital TV, which is the only thing that's going to be out there come February 17th, then you need to go back to our website and check out all of our links and information there. It's easy to get it done, but you do have to take some steps. Unless you're cable or satellite, and then those providers take the steps for you. Donating cars. A common complaint is, I donated my car, and now whoever owns it is getting parking tickets, and I'm getting the tickets. The reason for that is simple. When you donate a car, when you sell a car, when you give a car away, you need to go to the DMV or go online to dmv.ca for California.gov and print off this form, Notice of Transfer and Release of Liability. You fill out the form, you send it into the DMV, and then if there are any tickets, any traffic accident, you're off the hook. If you don't file that paperwork, you can be on the hook. So you need to take the time to do that anytime your car isn't going to be your car anymore. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks a lot for listening. And you can watch my reports every weekday on ABC 7 News, on the 5 and 6 o'clock news, and every Monday and Friday on The View from the Bay. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.